good seeds were sown. An enemy came with ill intent unknown. Under the cover of the deep midnight skies, he scattered his weeds, a malicious disguise. In the morning light, as the farmer surveyed his growing crops with their green blades displayed, he was horrified to discover the ploys of the weeds intertwined with his bounty's joys. In the morning light, as the farmer surveyed his growing crops with their green blades displayed, he was horrified to discover the ploys of the weeds intertwined with his bounty's joys. The weeds among the wheat, a devious crank, choking the life from the wholesome plank. What to do with this unruly mesh? Ripping a mouth, wrist up, turning the fresh. He gathered his hands for counsel's advice on handling this cunningly laid device. Let them both grow together until ripe to reap. The time will come to separate each seed's keep. Through the summer's warm glow, both wheat and weeds continuing to grow. One providing nourishment from the good soil, the other a blight that existed to spoil. The weeds among the wheat, a devious prank, choking the life from the wholesome blank. What to do with this unruly mesh? Ripping the mouth, wrist up, turning the fresh. The harvest time arrived to divide wheat from the weed, good earnings from cursed pride. The reapers were called to gather the grains while the weeds got uprooted and bundled in chains. For our modern days, of the good and evil intermingled ways, we must stay vigilant to weed out the vice, protecting the virtue at any life's price. The weeds among the wheat will always be found, slithering their way to corrupt and confound. But take hope in the harvest, the right's every wrong, when the true and just values shall forever belong.